This could be a catastrophe. It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It's Tuesday morning, I guess, already. Somehow I lost a day. I'm on vacation, and things are just very, just a little screwy, I guess you might say. It's been a whole lot of activity here in the last few days. I am currently at a campsite in Michigan. Discovering the KOA experience, I guess you'd call it. I've never been to a KOA campground that I can recall. Now, if we did go to one, it was probably 20 years ago. Back when we were a little bit different camping situation. I think because we went to several different. We used to camp quite a bit in the summertime. We would typically go to some places, mostly state parks, is where we've been up in Michigan, state parks. We've been to a few other campgrounds that are not KOA. They're just regular campgrounds that are kind of some of them can get a little sketchy sometimes. Let's just say, and we are at a primo KOA campsite this weekend, or for a long weekend. We came out here. I guess we left Saturday afternoon, evening, early evening, late afternoon. Came up here. To Michigan, and my wife had a meeting on today. She has a meeting today, so that's yesterday. Kind of went. We're still kind of getting in the groove, getting the dogs done, getting things happening, making things happen. Kind of starting to get settled into this motorhome. We have, as you know, I had an older motorhome, and much older, probably 30 years old, and decided to step it up to a motorhome that's about 20 years old. So we have, however, the other motorhome took it to a place that I don't believe them. That the things that they say it needs to be done to it, it's almost as much as what I paid for this other motorhome. So I'm gonna have another mechanic look at it, kind of take a look at it. However, we had so many plans here for the next. You know, last year the same thing happened to us. We ended up putting it in the shop. It was in the shop the whole time we wanted to use it, which is not, you know, what you want to do. You want to have it available because it's, you know, the thing sits around most of the year, and then when the time comes when you want to use it, it's sitting in the shop. It's not a good deal. It happened to me last year. I was determined it wasn't going to happen to me this year. So I ended up, it almost would be probably worthwhile to some extent to just buy and sell one every year. In other words, just, you know, get done with the season, sell it, which is what, you know, unfortunately that's what a lot of people do. Sell it in the spring, maybe buy something in the fall when it's cheaper because everybody's trying to sell their unit in the fall. And then sell the other one in the spring when things are, you know, but I don't want to hang on to one that long. But as the season goes on, that would be the actually because you could buy low, sell high. That would be ideally if you had the space to do that, and then you could kind of just cycle them through every year until you get a hold of one that's worth hanging on to for a couple of years. However, the one I've got right now, I had planned on the big plan was to make it to retirement, the current job I have, which is a couple more years, and then buy something that was low mileage, used, much higher end, as far as it's not necessarily the creature comforts, but you know, it would have anything you buy past the year 2000 is going to have a slide out in it, which this one does. It has two slide outs. I don't really care for slide outs just because of the maintenance issues that are involved. However, it is amazing how much more space there is in a unit with a slide out. By the way, this isn't a channel about RVs. I'm just talking about my life right now, so it's just one of those things. Excuse the ice maker in the background. It's going to be making some noises. And so we've got both cats and both dogs, and I'm there. One of the cats and both dogs are right here at my feet right now. The cat's kind of prowling around. The other cat is behind the sofa. She has not come out. If she does come out, this could be really tragic. But the one cat I needed to leave out for a little while just because he, I don't think he hasn't gone to the bathroom for a while, so I wanted to make sure he had a chance to do that. Anyway, because we only have one kitty litter thing right now, so we need to get two so they can be kind of divided. This motorhome has enough space. We can put kind of divide up the cats, keep them in separate spaces, and the dogs typically do well with one cat. They don't do so well with, you know, the older dog gets it. Anyway, it's the whole motorhome thing. Found a deal on this motorhome with 35,000 miles on it. It's so super clean. It does have some scratches on one side where an older lady apparently who had no business having this size of a motorhome. She acquired it through either a divorce or lost her husband or whatever happened to her. She ended up in this thing. It had no business driving it around, and apparently, you know, she just had no experience doing it and nobody to really teach her how to do it. And of course, she ended up scraping the side of it pretty badly. It's all superficial. It looks a lot worse than it actually is. There's nothing bent on the frame, nothing as far as the like the compartment frames. All the doors work, and the slide outs, everything works fine. So it's kind of one of those weird things where it's all cosmetic stuff on the one side. With the slide outs out, you don't even see it. And with the and going down the road, you probably wouldn't even notice it just because of the kind of type of paint job it has. But it's one of those things where up close you can definitely tell there's been some damage to it. And that cosmetically, that whole cosmetic thing is a big deal with a lot of people. So it's about half the price of what it should have been. With this many miles, and it's got a Freightliner chassis instead of the Spartan chassis, but it's just one of those things where it's you know it's it came up. It's it, this is what I planned on getting 2 years from now. End up getting it now. It does run pretty good. It runs very well. We'll be able to tow. We didn't tow the Jeep this time because the day of the picking this thing up. On the way home, I was taking the Jeep home. I was because we were gonna rearrange things. Picking it up took a little bit longer than we expected, and you know, Sandy was able to pick me up. So we ended up a brake line went out on the Jeep on the way home. I was driving along, didn't have any brakes. I was like, oh well, this isn't good. So I ended up, you know, I made it home fine, and I'm familiar with that kind of a problem, so I was able to manage that to get it home 3 miles. Well, then, if we would have, if you know, for one, we were planning on towing that with the other motor home, bringing it up here. If that would have broken down, if I wouldn't have been driving it, I wouldn't have known that there was a problem, and I probably wouldn't have even noticed the issue until we got up here with it, because we would have towed it up here. And I was spent the whole weekend working on that, trying to get it fixed. My wife ended up driving her car up here, following the motorhome all the way up here, which worked out very well. Now we have the car, and she took the car to the meeting this morning, that kind of thing. So I can work on the motorhome now on the inside. I got to tear a few things apart. I'm going to be putting a reverse osmosis water filtration system in it, like we have in the other one. That really is handy. You don't have to carry as many water bottles and that kind of thing with you. Just got really good water, quality water all the time at your disposal for making ice and doing all kind, you know, making drinks and whatever, coffee, tea, whatever. We don't drink coffee, but we have a hot water maker thing. Anyway, so I'm pretty pleased with the unit so far. We have it's fairly clean. It's got a lot more space with the slide outs. I have to admit that it does add a lot of space to the unit. Gives a little bit more living capacity, living space. So that part of it I do enjoy. That's been good. A lot more counter space, and just the everything's cleaner and newer. And of course that's always makes it worse because you're out here camping in the darkness and or in the dirt and around the trees and all that stuff. So you kind of, you know, the other unit I didn't really care too as much about, you know, I mean, you want to keep it clean, but it's not, you know, it's carpet stains, that kind of thing. It's already got that stuff. So it's, you know. All right, anyway, onward and upward. A few things I want to talk about. Now, tomorrow morning, I was hoping to have some audio recorded. I don't have it recorded yet. I'm going to be recording. I'm going to talk about what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, basically. In general, I think there's going to be quite a bit of audio, and the show on Thursday morning will have. I'll be doing it from home. Friday, we will theoretically be on the boat. I don't know if I'll actually be able to do a show from the boat or not. We're going to be leaving to go to Chicago for the weekend on Friday. So there will not be a show on Monday either, unless I do it from Chicago, which I'm kind of doubting I will. It kind of depends on the weather and how things are going. I'm basically off now and through the rest of this month and part of next month. So most of next month. So I've got this vacation thing we're doing. Finally, at a place in life where I can take a month off vacation. The paid, by the way. So I have a lot going on here in the next. Anyway, there's a lot politically going on that I want to talk about. The what's happening in the news? The Democrat Party, you know, there's this wishful thinking that you want to think that the Democrat Party is falling apart. It's coming apart at the seams. It's crumbling. It's collapsing. After Donald Trump lost in 2020, after the 2020 election, I'm just going to put it that way, people were texting me, from leftists were texting me saying, the Republican Party is falling apart. Actually, they did this in 2016 because they felt that there was so much, there was so much turmoil in the Republican Party. I think it might have been actually 2018 during the midterms. I think it's when this actually happened. I can't remember if it's 2016 or 2018. There was this hopefulness on the left that the Republican Party was coming apart because of the issues. I think it was Speaker of the House? Wasn't Boehner? Or was it Boehner initially, and then it turned over to Paul Ryan? Anyway. Whatever happened in there, at some point during Paul Ryan or Boehner, whoever it was, whatever was happening there, they decided that the Republican Party is falling apart. It's falling apart. There's a civil war going on. Look, anytime there's a disagreement in the Republican Party, everybody thinks that it's falling apart. There's the MAGA people are upset with Trump, turning on Trump, all this stuff. We hear about this in the news media. I just saw a report where this one guy came on, and this is an audio I'm going to play for you later, probably going to be on Thursday. The report was, the reporter comes on and says, a lot of the MAGA people I know, these are like hardcore MAGA people. These aren't just, you know, the Paul Ryan types. They're not rhinos. He's, you know, basically is what he's saying. He's saying they're the heart of the MAGA party, the red hats. They're coming out and saying that they're upset with this. They think that this raid on Bolton's house, they're calling it a raid now. It's not just a court-ordered search. It's a raid. They didn't want Trump's thing to be called a raid. That was going too far. Oh, no, it's not a raid. It's just a, you know. Now, Trump had no idea that the raid was going to take place. John Bolton, his house was raided. They're looking for evidence of some kind. You don't do that without a search warrant, first of all. So a judge signed off on it. They're not talking about any of the details about this whole thing, and because they don't want to know. First of all, they don't want you to know, but they don't want to act like they know what's going on. All they want to do is make a narrative out of it. And I'll explain to you a few things about it. Let's just say that during the Trump administration, I did not like the fact that Bolton was in the White House during the Trump administration in his first term. I never trusted John Bolton. I didn't trust John Bolton when George W. had him going to the UN as a representative. He's a warmonger. The guy is in with big business war machine. Some would call it the industrial complex. Military-industrial complex, but he makes a lot of money off of that, and he's very motivated by that. He has a lot of clout and power and a lot of stroking that he gets from that industry. And so, of course he wants to see the military action. He wants to see war. He wants to see all those things, thinking that it's a good thing. We're gonna go ahead and take this out. We're gonna correct all these problems with our military. And there are some circumstances where the military is absolutely a necessary tool to get a job done. The military's primary purpose and job, as it should stand, is to defend our nation against foreign invaders. I would say several million people coming across our border waving their flag from their country, waving the flag of another country, I would say that's an invasion. Regardless of whether they have guns or not, we're being invaded. They're not coming in to necessarily take over the government. However, that is happening by default. They start running for office. People who can barely speak English are running for office in very powerful positions. Haven't been in this country very long. Don't understand. They have never assimilated. They don't understand the they think this is a democracy where they could just vote in whatever they want to vote in. Once they're elected, they can just do whatever they want, because they that's the way it is in their country. Once you're in power, you're in power. You're not a representative anymore. You are a dictator. You are the one who makes it happen. You're the king. It's not the way it is in this country. Each individual is a king of their own. They have their own ability to make their own decisions, their own choices, their own associations, their own business relationships with other people. The government has no place in any of that. That's not the way it works in other countries. And when they come from other countries, they don't understand that. They have, because this United States federal experiment, they call it the American experiment, is not understood by most of the world. They've never lived under this kind of thing. In fact, I would say many people in this country who've been born and raised here do not understand it, because it hasn't been taught to them very well. You have a Democrat Party that is basically has been so fractured by everything that's around it. You still have David Hogg, who's a problem, still causing issues within the Democrat Party. He's the vice chair. The kid who was involved in a high school, he was in a high school shooting situation where he was one of the people in there, and he kind of was the rising star within that high school. He just happened to be an activist from that high school. And of course, through this whole process, they've never discussed one. Well, I think the one main thing is they never talk about what's in their cup. I have in my cup this morning, I have a. By the way, there's no advertisements here. In my cup this morning, I have chai with almond joy creamer in it, which is excellent. Let's say I have all that. I also have the last remaining of my. Did I turn that on? I guess I did turn it on. What's lastly remaining of my peach tea? I don't think there's much left of it. I think this is the last of it. Maybe there is. Maybe there's more. I don't know. Getting pretty close to the end of the peach tea, which is actually pretty good. I don't know if we brought any peaches, though, to put in if I make more tea. We brought stuff to make more tea. I'm not sure if I have any peaches, so I have to see how that goes. I need to step. No. This is what I thought might happen. Doggy sees another person out there, not besides the park. And that's the way it works here. That's the way he sees somebody outside. Probably should put the grapes down. Sit down. And this is so. This is what we have. We have the barking dog situation. Yep. Lay down. Lay down. Good. There you go. All right. So we have, anyway, we have the, yes. Unfortunately, the guy from the camp here is coming around cleaning up parts of the camp. Got a leaf blower over there, of course. That's the leaf blower guy always seems to come around anytime I try to make a recording. I've noticed that if there's an opportunity for that to happen, there will be a if there's a leaf blower guy anywhere within the area, if you try to make a recording of any kind, the leaf blower guy comes out. Either leaf blower guy or lawnmower guy, one of the two, typically will come out, or the trash can, or the trash man, the trash truck, I should say. A multitude of things that can happen during that time. The leaf blower guy is who showed up here this morning. He's over there doing the old leaf blower thing. That's good. Good boys. Good boys. That's much better. Okay. All right. Dogs are placated to some degree for a little while, I think. Maybe. That was exciting. So, So the peach tea thing is, it's still here. Have a little bit left. I'll have to go home. We'll go home tomorrow. And it's tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll be home tomorrow afternoon sometime. And hopefully, if the motorhome starts. And we'll head out of here. So that's one of the things that's going on with the Democrat Party. The other thing that's happening is Joaquin Jeffries, the Democrat Party, of course, now the news media is all concerned right now. They're actually asking some tough questions of the Democrats' leadership. Joaquin Jeffries, of course, is the minority leader, the Democrat minority leader in the House. And so he's being asked some tough questions. And those tough questions, of course, are the issues of they're losing voter base. In every state in the nation, basically, almost every state, they're losing voters. In other words, people are registering as Democrats to about, what I should say, 1 to 3. In other words, Republicans are outpacing them in voter registrations, especially among young people and men. And men of all sectors, all demographics, in other words, ethnic groups, whatever, white, whatever they are. They're all basically, a lot of them they're registering as Republicans. They're outpacing them almost 2 to 1 in many cases. Joaquin Jeffries was asked this question. I want to play this audio as well. I'm going to be playing it today, obviously. But I'm going to try to play this all for you on Thursday. A lot of audio will be coming up. And again, The one dog barks, the other dog doesn't know what he's barking at. He's barking at the cat, the other dog's barking. I'm going to pause things here for a moment. I don't normally do this in the show, but I'm going to pause things here for just a minute, possibly. Maybe he's going to settle down now. He's going to settle down. Nope. All it took was for either dog to bark. All right. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Get that all straightened out. Don't know how long it's going to last. Everybody's back to sitting down calmly and peacefully, hopefully for a little while. We have a few things like that to talk about, this whole thing with Joaquin Jeffries. And there was another person, I think he might actually be the chairman of the DNC, was also asked some very similar questions about what was happening. Neither one of them are giving very good answers. Joaquin basically was saying that this is only happening in, Texas and Florida. That's not the case. Of course, now this whole the other thing, another discussion, another topic I'd like to talk about. I'll get into some of the audio that's happening, some of the tweets that have been said, been written by Gavin Newsom. I call him New Scam. People call him New Scum. He's a scam artist. Now people, he is gaining popularity apparently as the Democrat. Unfortunately, he's being encouraged to do a lot of things right now with what's happening because of the his tweeting, and he's coming across like Mr. Tough Guy. That's the way he's trying to portray himself. He's trying to be the Donald Trump. We're going to punch him back in the face. We're going to do this. And he's cussing and swearing and acting like he's the tough guy. And of course, it's off-putting, I think, to most people. Now, this is the problem you're going to have with this is that there are Democrats who will love this. There's a core part of the Democrat base that will love this, that will get behind this, that will support him. You can probably raise funds. Here's the problem. You're not going to win. You're going to need to get Republicans to vote for you and independents especially to vote for you if you want to. They won't vote for this. They're not going to vote for that guy. Crazier things have happened. Now, Donald Trump is not going to be on the ticket in 2028, even though he's trying to make their head spin by saying he's going to be. But he's not going to be. Okay, first of all, he's probably not. He may not even make it through the 4 years. I don't know. His health is diminishing, not mental capacity, not his ability to lead. All I'm saying is, the guy is he is elderly. He's elderly, and he's. Do I have to remind you guys how this works out for you? This is a no-no situation for you guys. We have there's the Newsom thing going on, the nuisance, Governor Nuisance. And so there's that going on. We also have this other issue of, what's the guy's name? Zurhan Mamdani or whatever his guy's name is. The presumptive next mayor of New York City. Who's outpacing people in the polls in New York City? Every candidate he's going to be up against. Now he won the primary. However, the Democrat Party is somewhat turning on him right now. So this may get interesting with the Democrat Party. I know that Cuomo has come out, spoken some things very very boldly, pretty hard things he said about. Mamdani or whatever guy's name is. And so this is going to be very interesting to see. What you basically have is you have three fractions within the Democrat Party. You have the typical Democrat traditionalists, the traditional Democrats, I would say old school Democrats, who are basically more of the independent group now, find themselves being more relatable to the independent folks. And that's becoming very difficult, I think, for them to even be associated with this Democrat. They would call themselves Democrats because they were born Democrats. They think that because they were born as a Democrat, they have to be a Democrat for the rest of their lives. There are people like that. It amazes me. I'm from the South, and I'm a Democrat. That's what we are. Okay, you can change parties. It's just a party. Vote for whoever you want to. I never understood that mentality really, but it's out there. Now there's some Republicans that are the same way, but there's a strong, I think there's a larger group of Democrats that are that way. Now there's also a group of, I would call them the squad, the folks that are the normal leftists who simply want more. They're more socialists. I would call them more the socialists. Then you have the left wing. I would call them radicals. Like the left leftists, they're left of the left, and I would go to the point where I would say they're the real fascists. By the way, you want to talk about fascists? They are the fascists. There was an interesting report recently my wife sent me that was from the situation up in, I think it was Saskatchewan. I think it was up in Canada. I believe it was when Sean Foyt was up there trying to do a worship thing, and. This reporter went inside and was talking to the people who were doing the report, and they were, you know, talking about how the people were treating her, and just talked to the pastor, talked to everybody that was there. She was allowed, you know, they wanted to make sure that it was okay to film everything and getting permission. It just The whole thing was a good experience. And she walked out and she crossed the line where the picketers were. And everything about them was off-putting, vile, disgusting. She was being called all kinds of names just for having been in the building when she came out. They didn't know who she was. And they were calling her all kinds of names. And she just kind of made this contrast between the two different situations, the two different things that she was, you know, experiences, the two different atmospheres there. Very interesting stuff. So there's that. Some of these other things that are out there, some things that are going on. I think that it's interesting to, or it'd be interesting to go over some of these things. I think the dog just wanted to say goodbye. It's basically time to end the show. We'll see how this goes. They're both on a short leash right now. But they just, the cat now is starting to aggravate them, and they're starting to get all worked up about that. The one dog, the old dog, he starts to whine and cry, and then the other dog gets all excited. When only one of them's out here, they seem to be okay. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening. I appreciate you being here. Call the show, 812-379-8778. Leave a message or leave a text message at that number. Ask me questions of any kind or make comments. Let me know what you think about what I think. In the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Maybe there'll be a show tomorrow. If it is, it'll be a late day. In the meantime, God bless. Have a great rest of your week. Take care. I will see you.